Are people getting dumber? These days, you have to wonder. We're going to talk about it in podcast 813, the Bob Davis Podcasts. Well, if you're like me, you love your coffee. I think coffee makes you smarter. But coffee causes health problems for some people. And if that's you, then listen up because this message is for you. There is a breakthrough coffee that tastes great and makes people feel fantastic. It's called Organo. There are many Organo products. I'm just going to tell you the one that I have been using recently that I love is the protein shakes. It gives me a lot of benefits. There's something in Organo called Ganoderma, which is a type of mushroom that really helps with inflammation and things of that nature. And I highly recommend the shakes and the Organo products because it has this stuff in it. You're going to hear more about that in a couple of minutes. I got together recently with my friend Lois Coffee and some Organo lovers, and I'm going to share some of their stories in upcoming podcasts. But after this quick little vignette, Lois Coffee is going to come on and tell you how to get Organo so you can change your life by simply changing your coffee.
I could not stop thinking about the flavor, and I was like, this is amazing. It's so smooth. I was blown away by all the science that I've learned about Ganoderma. It basically has more nutrients than any other product, and you can put it into something that, like, basically people drink every day and sneak health into them, basically. And then they start feeling better, and then they start responding better to life, and they start making better choices. They start being a better citizen. They start caring about the world. Oh, my favorite product is probably the protein shake.
I make it with half and half.
I put the King of Coffee into it every day.
That's a joke.
I put the King of Coffee into it every day, but
so you put coffee in there too?
Yeah. Oh yeah. Well, what's really nice is you can just dump the powder into the shake and get a coffee flavor. The protein shake, literally, I used to take digest enzymes and probiotics, and the Ganoderma has an effect on the prebiotic fiber in your body, which actually helps you produce your own good bacteria. And I literally thought I'd be taking enzymes the rest of my life, and I literally have probably had the best functioning bowels I've ever had in my life.
So if you want to experience the amazing health through your daily coffee habit, please contact me. I'll give you 25% off your first order. Give me a call at 612-708-5480 or go to my website landing page, www.globalcoffeeteam.com, and submit your contact information, and I'll follow up with you and provide you with some excellent service.
Organo also has great opportunities for you to change your life by helping to grow Organo, to try Organo, or to help expand Organo's reach with new accounts. If you want to know more, contact Lois Coffee at globalcoffeeteam.com. Change your coffee, change your life, or you can just call Lois at 612-708-5480, 612-708-5480, or click on the Organo banner at the top of the page at thebobdavispodcast.com. Coming up later in the podcast, I'm going to tell you more about Ryan Plumbing and Heating. I'm St. Paul for home or business, but as you know, with the thawing and spring, you might have plumbing or heating problems. If you do, think Ryan Plumbing at ryanplumbing.com. Well, I apologize for the harsh nature of the question, but it is a simple question. Are we getting dumber? I was sitting down to dinner tonight, and that thought just popped into my head, and I thought, well, I'm going to do some research. So I did some research on this, and I came up with some pretty good stuff. So the question of whether or not we're getting dumber has been taken up by psychologists and social researchers. There was a recent study done by Norway, of all places, which is often quoted to say that, in fact, IQ scores are actually going down. In Norway, a study based on 750,000 samples, which is a really good sample size, says IQ scores of men joining the military, which is a compulsory service in Norway, began to decline in the early 70s and over the next three generations has declined 7 to 8 points. But there is more, and I'll post links to these studies. This is from a study by the Program for the International Assessment of Adult Competencies. American adults have scored below the international average on a global test. They scored below average in math, reading, and problem solving using technology, all skills considered critical for global competitiveness and economic strength. Beyond basic reading and math, respondents were tested on activities such as calculating mileage, reimbursement due to a salesman, sorting email, mail and comparing food expiration dates on grocery store tags. Apparently, we can't do that in the United States anymore, least of all, make change. Americans scored toward the bottom in the category of problem solving in a technology-rich environment. And there are other examples of idiocy that make me wonder. So these are some that I kind of pulled up and just did a little research on because this is what occurred to me first. There's always the low-hanging fruit, like look at how people drive in traffic or go visit Walmart or something to that effect. I'm staying away from those because those are easy. But here are some really good ones. And they're in no particular order. Okay, you ready? The flat earthers, people who believe the earth is actually flat, and there are more of them every day. They even have a convention because, you know, the earth looks flat when you look at it out the window. Aristotle proved it was round centuries ago, not to mention Columbus. Yes, I will post a link so you can hear those arguments. The flat earth theory is not new, but has its roots in religious interpretations of, wait for it, the Bible, in which everything that has ever been written in the Bible comes true and is real. And I, again, will post a link to the flat earth theory debunking so that you can check that out if you want. Social media. Don't even need to post a video about social media or audio from a video about social media because social media increasingly proves people are really, really dumb. From memes to the Russians to brain-splitting dumb hissy fits on Facebook and Twitter, especially in the political realm. Somebody who lived in the Victorian age, which was amazingly smart if you compare IQ scores to our present time. Even the United States at the turn of the 20th century, people would probably be shocked. Shocked, I tell you, to see how far we have devolved by looking at social media. And every time I engage, it proves itself to me once again. And it's often the smartest people, myself included, I guess, who say the dumbest thing. Apocalypse Now. This is the proliferation of end of the world theories. I've done podcasts about this. I love these. I love them. Theories like global warming. I'm sorry, they call it climate change now, but listen to how dumb these students. These are students and their teacher protesting at Senator Dianne Feinstein's office not too long ago.
We are trying to ask you to vote yes on the Green New Deal.
Please.
Okay, I'll tell you what. We have our own Green New Deal piece of legislation.
Well, we're trying to promote the Green New Deal.
Well, there are reasons why I can't. Because there's no way to pay for it.
Yes, there is.
Half of our is going to military.
But we have come to a point where our Earth is dying, literally, and it is going to be a pricey and ambitious plan that is needed to deal with the magnitude of that issue. And so we're here asking you to vote yes on the resolution for the Green New Deal because that is the only plan
that resolution that will not pass the Senate. And you can take that back to whoever sent you here.
Some scientists have said that we have 12 years to turn this around.
Well, it's not going to get turned around in 10 years. What we can do,
Senator, if this doesn't get turned around in 10 years, you're looking at the faces of the people who are going to be living with these consequences.
The government is supposed to be for the people and by the people and all.
You know what's interesting about this group? I've been doing this for 30 years. I know what I'm doing. You come in here and you say it has to be my way or the highway. I don't respond to that. I've gotten elected. I just ran. I was elected by almost a million vote plurality. And I know what I'm doing. So, you know, maybe people should listen a little bit.
I hear what you're saying, but we're the people who voted you. You're supposed to listen to us. That's your job.
How old are you?
I'm 16. I can't vote.
You didn't vote for me.
Well, I'm 24.
It doesn't matter. We're the ones who's going to be impacted.
Something.
It doesn't matter. We're going to be the ones who's all impacted.
I understand that. I have 7 grandchildren. I understand it very well.
Senator, the cost of not taking this action is far higher than the cost of what the Green New Deal will be. And there is enormous popularity solidarity for this bill around the whole country.
Here's
and we're
what
asking you to be brave and do this for us and for your grandchildren.
Sorry to get political, but the apocalypse stuff drives me nuts. And there's plenty of videos every time there's some celestial event, like a blood moon or a blue moon or a wolf moon or a whatever moon, a water moon or whatever these people come up with. It means that the end can't be far away. Here's another one. And this is often offered as it's supposed to be a showstopper argument. Because science, man, science. The idea that science proves everything you say. Well, you know, you say something and someone says, well, how do you know that's true? And the person responds by saying, because science, dude. Okay, give me an example. Glad you asked. Now, I'm going to post links, but here's a few examples of how science has been wrong and wrong for a long time. The first one is the planet Vulcan, which was supposed to exist somewhere between Mercury and the Sun. Obviously, there is no planet between the Mercury and Sun. Here's another one. Spontaneous generation, and I was shocked to find this. For thousands of years, quote-unquote science believed things just appeared without first coming from a seed, egg, or, you know, reproduction. Expanding Earth. Here's another one that was subscribed to for many years before the 20th century, and this one says that the Earth was continually expanding. And I kind of vaguely remember hearing this when I was a kid. Even scientific giants like Darwin and Tesla, of all people, and Tesla, we now today worship like a god, accepted this theory for a while. The Martian canals. If you are of a certain age, you probably remember the Martian canals. Yeah, for many decades, this was believed until we got better telescopes and we learned by using science that the Martian canals were simply wind-blown dust on the Martian surface. Doesn't mean there isn't intelligent life somewhere on Mars, but the canals are not evidence of that. Do you remember phrenology? If you go to some antique stores, you'll see the tools of the phrenologists from back in the day. This was a popular and well-studied branch of neuroscience, the idea that individual character traits could be localized, all of them, to very specific parts of the brain. By the way, this is not the same thing as when they are doing brain surgery and they touch a part of a person's brain and it evokes memories, or what they're doing is touching memory centers of the brain. No, that does not prove phrenology. The static universe, an idea that the universe was an unchanging constant. And the biggest proponent of the idea of the static universe was Einstein. And of course, new information and new discoveries of new theories proved this idea wrong. Fleshman and Pons cold fusion. Everybody remembers the Time magazine cover back in the day. Experiments in cold fusion that quote-unquote proved it until they disproved the experiment from Fleshman and Pons. We may yet have cold fusion, but it won't be from these guys. And now for the big one. This is the big one. Going vegan. This, I'm going to upset a lot of people with this, I know, but this to me is one of the clearest indication of mass stupidity that we have going for us these days. And I'm going to upset some people, but I have to. I have to say this because vegans make a lot of claims, usually wrong, and they're becoming militant. And the reason that I mention veganism is it makes me wonder whether poor nutrition might be the reason they have taken leave of their senses. Here are some things that vegans say which are flat out lies. You ready? There's more protein in vegetables than meat. No, there isn't. Our primate ancestors were vegan and we should be too. Well, primate ancestors of human beings, Homo sapiens, had and have different digestive tracts and eat protein occasionally. And humans who were quote-unquote not meant to be carnivores, but it was meat that actually started the process of evolution to make our brains bigger. In other words, the early humans ate meat, which made their brains bigger and thus made them smarter. Now we're going backwards. We can't make essential fatty acids, so we consume them through our diets. There's three main types of omega-3 fatty acids, ALA, EPA, and DHA. EPA and DHA are in foods like fatty fish. Even though ALA is in vegan-friendly foods like nuts and seeds, our bodies have a harder time converting ALA into into usable forms like EPA and DHA. Essential fatty acids are necessary for our bodies because they help brain cells function properly. Quote, a lack of essential fatty acids contributes to cognitive impairment, depression, Alzheimer's, and Parkinson's disease. Here's another one. Vegans get all their food from plants without the need for supplements, except for the highly essential B6 and B12 vitamins, which you get from meat, and vitamin D2, unless you eat tons of kale or sit in the sun all day. Here's another one. Vegans don't get cancer, so you should be a vegan. Well, if you have B and D vitamin deficiencies and omega-3 deficiencies that can lead to cancer, well, that's another story, right? I will post links that supplement all of this information, but I'm really tired of people telling me that they listened to some podcast or saw something on YouTube and say that I shouldn't eat meat. Usually it has to do with animal cruelty, and I shouldn't go here, but I'm going to because I can't help myself. Okay. Vegans and vegetarians are less violent. That's one of the biggest lies. So I will read from Steve Pinker's The Better Angels of Our Nature regarding long-run historical declines in cruelty and violence toward animals. Quote, but any intuition that vegetarianism and humanitarianism go together was shattered in the 20th century by the treatment of animals under Nazism. Hitler and many of his henchmen, as you know, were vegetarians. Nazis, despite their unspeakable experiments on living humans, instituted the strongest laws for the protection of animals in research that Europe had ever seen. Ever since that bizarre chapter in the history of animal rights, advocates of vegetarianism have had to retire one of their oldest arguments, that eating meat makes people aggressive and abstaining from it makes them peaceful. Okay, in the second half of this podcast, the biggest example, in my opinion, of sheer idiocy presently and how we get smarter. Yeah, so one of the things that's happening right now is we are going through these freezing and thawing episodes as we head towards spring. Certainly in Minnesota, we have these giant piles of snow. It gets cold and the snow hasn't melted. We're supposed to get snow or rain, but as time goes on, we are going to get warmer and warmer, and that's going to start some people to have certain kinds of plumbing problems. Frozen pipes, you won't know. For example, a lot of times people turn on their outside faucets when it gets warm to do stuff like wash down the deck or whatever, and they find out they have water in the basement because one of those pipes froze during the cold weather. When you have plumbing or heating problems, you want reliable service. That means Ryan Plumbing and Heating in St. Paul. You call 651-224-4771. In Minneapolis, 612-927-6488. They go back four generations in St. Paul's Frogtown, and they go metro-wide from St. Paul. Quality replacement and repair of all plumbing, heating, and air conditioning systems, residential and business. Now, when it gets warm, we're going to talk about air conditioning checks because it has to be at least 70 for Ryan to come out and check your AC. But just like we do heating checks and water heater checks during the fall, we do air conditioning checks in the spring. Keep listening for details. Don't forget to check out Ryan Plumbing online at ryanplumbing.com or call 651-224-4771 in Minneapolis, 612-927-6488. Quality replacement and repair of all plumbing, heating, and air conditioning systems. Speaking of dumb, don't fix it yourself. Call Ryan Plumbing or check them out online at ryanplumbing.com. Okay, are we getting dumber? Well, I believe that the sovereign citizens movement proves that we are getting dumber. And as you know, a podcast like this wouldn't be podcast like this without audio from YouTube. And one of my favorite categories on YouTube currently, and I watch them all the time, are these sovereign citizen videos, whether it'll say sovereign citizen owned in court or sovereign citizen owned by the police. So what is a sovereign citizen? Sovereign citizens are commentators, tax protesters, and financial scheme promoters. Sovereign citizens see themselves as answerable only to their particular interpretation of the common law and as not subject to any government statutes or proceedings. In the United States, this often takes the form of the Articles of Confederation. When a sovereign citizen is stopped by a police officer and asked for their driver's license, they will usually take a piece of paper and they will read from the piece of paper that talks about the Articles of Confederation. I don't think they understand that the United States does not follow the Articles of Confederation. If you read your history, you know that the Articles of Confederation preceded the U.S. Constitution, and it says right in the Constitution that the Constitution is the supreme law of the land, meaning that we don't follow the Articles of Confederation anymore. This is one of the hottest categories on YouTube, and this is what a lawful traffic stop sounds like when cops encounter sovereign citizens.
Sir, I'm not going to do any headache, and you're trying to make me give up my right to remain silent about what you're doing.
That has nothing to do with the right to remain
silent. Yes, it is. Right to remain silent, and I have the right to give up. I don't give up my right to remain silent. No, sir.
I'm going to break the window.
Don't force your way in here. I do not consent to a search.
No problem.
You guys don't have this authority. You're going to break my window. Don't. I'll open my door. Don't. Ow, asshole. What the hell?
Get out of the car now.
Okay, they just broke my glass. See that? Beautiful. Good job.
Car. Get out of the fucking car now.
I have nothing on me. Ow, you're going to cut me. Don't. I'll open the door. You're going to cut me.
I need you to stand down and get your...
Open your window now or I'm going to bust it out.
Now you're going... Okay, I need you to call and I need you to get your supervisor out here. I need your supervisor out here. I need your supervisor. I am asking you for your supervisor. Okay, officer, I am asking you for your supervisor. You come out here, now you have busted my vehicle up, and now you are going to detain me. You are illegally getting into my vehicle, and now you have taken my
phone. Get out of the car. On the ground.
I am going to continue to film, and it is not a crime for me to travel without a license.
And proof of insurance, sir.
What you may have,
I'm giving you a lawful order.
What you may have, what you may have is the opportunity to read.
Whoa.
You broke in my windows. I do not consent. Oh, this is police brutality.
I'm fixing to
tase you. This is police brutality.
I'm fixing to tase
you. I haven't done anything.
It is a violation of deprivation of rights under color of law, punishable by $10,000.
Up the door.
Punishable by $10,000 fine per infraction.
We're coming in.
And under U.S. Code 42, 1983, that's a civil rights violation.
Okay.
And I can sue you for your house, your car, and everything you own. Okay. And did you not swear an oath to
uphold the U.S. surrounding the vehicle? Constitution? Did you uphold surrounding the vehicle?
Finally, probably one of the dumbest things is our politics. Don't even get me started, because whether you're talking about President Trump or Alexandria Cortez-Ocasio or your local state representatives, I am continually shocked at the level of stupidity of people who actually were elected to high office and the people who make up the rank and file of the political parties that represent their victories. We are not solving problems in this country, and it is getting worse, not better. So how do we get smarter? Well, we can start by saying eat salmon, avocado, nuts, spinach, eat some meat, like some red meat, maybe drink some red wine. I don't drink red wine because you don't have enough if I start. Celery and celery juice for lots of reasons, but one of them is that it helps with your cardiovascular system. Men, you need to boost your testosterone. This is really important, and to do that, you eat tuna. You're supposed to drink non-fat milk, but I'm in favor of fatty milk. Eggs, fat is good. Beef. This list includes beans. I don't eat beans because it's too many carbs. Oysters, These are all things that boost testosterone and help men think and function in the world without being mewling kittens. Manage your time. Read. Review learned information. So stuff you've already learned, review it occasionally. Study a second language. I don't do that. I'm sorry. Do brain boosters. I consider social media my brain booster. Get regular, challenging exercise. And I will tell you what a doctor told me many, many years ago, and he was right. Walking is not enough. Why mow the lawn? Not enough. Get regular, challenging exercise. Learn to play a musical instrument. Do different things to keep yourself smart, whether it's brain, you know, challenges or any of that stuff, crossword puzzles, and so forth. The general manager of the Bob Davis podcast is 96, almost 97 years old, and she does crossword puzzles every day. Invite novelty, meaning introduce yourself to new people, do different things, think different things. Travel is a great thing to invite novelty into your life. Read a newspaper, like once a day, read a newspaper, instead of scanning on your smartphone, which I do all the time. Challenge yourself, meaning do things that you don't normally do. Challenge yourself physically, challenge yourself mentally. Take breaks from tech, something that many of us really, really struggle with. Be creative, work with others. So in other words, this goes back to my mom when I would be bored. I'd say, I'm bored, and she would say, do something creative. Work with others, meaning work with other people, something I hate to do, but I do. Meditate somehow. So Tai Chi, yoga, or straight up meditation. The new thing, the latest thing, and I haven't really researched this, but everybody swears by it, and that is try fasting. You would be surprised what it does, because after a certain point, if you do it properly, and I'm no authority on fasting, your brain cells supposedly start to reproduce, and you actually slough off the old brain cells, and you reproduce, you produce new brain cells, or at least new cells in your body, and that may have something to do with intelligence. They also say cold showers are something. I'm not doing the cold showers, sorry. Don't waste your time on dead ends and dead end people. This is my own. I think we waste way too much time on dead-end things and on dead-end people. And I think it's a good idea to replace people that are no longer useful in your life with new people occasionally. I certainly have been replaced because I was at a point in my life at one point where I was a dead-end person. So I don't resent and I don't want to be resented for suggesting that. We all know what time wasters are basically, and we all know what dead ends are as time wasters. Don't do them. Get rid of them and replace them with things that are not wastes of time and are not dead ends. And then just don't do silly stuff. I hate to quote the president, meaning President Obama, but try not to be stupid. If the weather is really bad, don't go out driving. I learned that lesson the hard way. Most of the stuff that I've learned that made me smarter happened because I was just being stupid. Finally, be constructive to yourself and to your community. Those are some suggestions for getting smarter. Well, there's no question that we need to get smarter and that we need to think more than we do. I think what happens is we tend to lean on these crutches. I look stuff up on Google all the time rather than actually think it through, because most of the time I know the answer, I just can't remember it. And I think that the go-to thing is Google or social media or, you know, texting somebody or something to that effect, rather than just taking the time to think it out. And I don't know whether things are moving faster, and because of that, because things are moving faster, we have to move faster, or we make things move faster than they used to. I don't know whether some of this stuff is good or bad compared to what it was like, because I can't remember what it was like before smartphones. And I think there's probably a lot of people like that. A completely different world in the 1970s in this country, and 1960s and 1950s. Than there is today. And people spoke differently, they thought differently, they did things differently, and supposedly they were smarter. We have all this extra stuff and we're dumber. And it isn't just, different levels of intelligence, of which there's quite a debate about whether, according to some people, there is one measurement of intelligence and it is an IQ test. And IQ can change in life. You have to hope that your IQ is going up and not down. Now, let's talk about some stupid things. One of them is paying top dollar for print cartridges at the big box retailers. I hate my printer because I hate paying for print cartridges. They're so expensive. Cartridge World in Maple Grove can save you up to 30% compared to the big box stores, and that is smart. Cartridge World cartridges are guaranteed to perform as good as new. Free delivery on qualifying orders. They're in Maple Grove off of Weaver Lake Road between Dairy Queen and Subway, and wherever you're hearing this podcast, they can send you cartridges. 763-420-6632, 763-420-6632, or click on the banner that says Cartridge World at the top of the page at thebobdavispodcast.com. All right. Thanks for listening to podcast 813, The Bob Davis Podcast, on iTunes, blogtalkradio.com, spreaker.com. Especially for Android devices, I recommend Spotify or Google Play. A lot of you guys use Stitcher. I would lose Stitcher personally and get one of those other two. TuneIn, of course, is good. iTunes is great, and many, many other places, especially right off the page at thebobdavispodcast.com. And check out the blogs and all the links on the page. Appreciate the likes and the shares and favoriting and following on social media, such as it is. But shares really help me get into your world and out of mine. Appreciate the donations for Mobile Podcast Command at thebobdavispodcast.com. More about that later. Thanks for listening to podcast 813. I'm going to go watch some TV for about 5 or 6 hours. That seems like a really smart thing to do. You pretend you're high, pretend you're bored, pretend you're anything just to be a dope.